Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, what will they learn? Our text is Matthew, the 23rd chapter, the 1st through the 12th verses. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit at Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he's in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." I can't really tell you why this text always makes me think of children, but it does. I suppose it's something to do with teaching about Jesus. You know, I first met Jesus over Jackson cookies and strawberry Kool-Aid in the teeny kitchen classroom hidden behind the pulpit in the back of my daddy's church. The combination was irresistible. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Kool-Aid, Jackson cookies. Mrs. Lupo, our Sunday school teacher, was brilliant at sweetly feeding soul and body. She managed to find little children in every Bible story. She read every one in Noah's Ark, at the manger, in the temple. Mrs. Lupo's favorite Bible verse was "God is love." And the way she explained it, Jesus belonged to God and I belonged to Jesus. And that worked for me because I longed to belong. It was the particularity of the Jesus story that pulled me in. He liked little children. He apparently did a lot of ministry at playgrounds, and as long as he came armed with cookies and Kool-Aid, he had my attention. Mrs. Lupo was not a teacher by profession. She was not academic. I doubt she even finished high school, but she loved the Lord, and she was willing to use all that she had, especially her imagination, to make sure the three or four of us in that little class understood who God was in our lives. Before I learned to read and write, Mrs. Lupo taught me something very real and lasting about God. A lot of the most important things I know about God I learned from her: caring and giving, treating my neighbors like I wanted to be treated. Her simple cookie-coated lessons were the foundation of my discipleship. So, Jesus in this text does not mention children. He is speaking to those who teach people about God. He is challenging the scribes and the Pharisees who consider themselves to be careful teachers of the law. Now, this text is generally referred to as the denunciation of the Pharisees, but I want to be careful in that description because Jesus, more than anybody, was aware that the Pharisees actually loved God. They loved God's word. In verse 2, he says, "These people sit in Moses' seat." So they care deeply about understanding God's laws. He even instructs the crowd, do what they say. Jesus didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. But this is a cautionary tale for all of us because Jesus speaks about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. 1 John 4:20, if anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he's a liar. You see, these leaders were hypocrites because their knowledge ran counter to their behavior. They knew the truth, but they didn't act like it. They spoke of glorifying God, but they were more interested in glorifying themselves. They talked about the responsibilities of serving God, but they didn't lift a finger to help people out. That's why I think I always think about teachers. You know, we always say as a parent, do what I say, don't do what I do. But that's exactly the problem. kids generally do, what we do. Kids who are abused usually end up abusing. Kids who see their parents using profanity, they usually end up using profanity too. Jesus was aware of this. And so the message is for every believer, not just preachers, not just ministerial staff, every believer who is actively engaged in the life of a church or even in the life of Jesus. We are all teaching something to somebody. There's a child who's watching us, probably. Somebody is learning both by our words and our actions. The reason I remember Mrs. Lupo so well, all those days behind me, is because she taught me about love. Not just in what she said in Sunday school, but more importantly, how she related to me. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. The gifts and abilities that God has given us as His peculiar people have to be seen as resources for everybody around us, especially children. Matthew 19:14, let the children come and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Do not hinder them. Now, one of the interesting things about our church these days is a large number of the neighborhood children are coming. It is such a blessing. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is a very small congregation, but lately children from the neighborhood have been showing up in significant numbers. Some of those children come to our trauma events during the week with their parents, and they've ended up coming to church. And so this notion of what we are doing and who's watching us has become very significant for us at Roxbury Presbyterian Church, because the question is, what are we going to do with these children? We're an older congregation. We don't have a developed child education program. We're going to have to work on that. Jesus put such an emphasis on hypocrisy because he's trying to teach us that our authenticity, our trustworthiness, our purity and wholeness of heart are concerns of eternal life. What we are on the outside and the inside matters, not just for us, but for our children. That's why the scripture says from generation to generation, the bad and neglectful examples we set for our children will have an effect on generations to come. The effects of generational curses are seen every day in the neighborhood that I serve. Personal sins, systemic sins are creating an environment that contributes to the flaws of our children. They learn from everything they see. We have a responsibility to these children. We have a responsibility to future generations. You can deny that, you can ignore it, but it is real. Don't hinder the children who come to you. Ephesians 5:16, make the most of every opportunity. Hypocrisy is not just overt, the things that we do, that everybody notices. It's those little subtle things that we do. We say we love the Lord, but we don't live our lives that way. We say that we are a people of a God of grace, but we don't understand how grace should flow through us. We say we want to make a difference in the world and witness for Christ, but do we witness? Because witnessing is not just putting a Bible in somebody's face and telling them they're going to hell if they don't know Jesus. Witnessing is how you live. You know, this is really about discipleship, too. The people that you know in your lives and in your families and in your churches. That's what Jesus is warning the Pharisees. He's saying, don't talk about glorifying God if you're not willing to do it in the opportunities that God presents to you. I had the pleasure of preaching at Pastor Karen's church with Pat Ryan here at the radio station, and it was such a wonderful time. It was a women's retreat day, and we stayed there all day and heard the Word of God and had fellowship. And at one point, I was just standing there. It was in a moment of prayer, and Pat and Pastor Karen had called all the women up to the front, and I just arrived, and I came to pray as well, and I just was kind of caught up in my own moment. When I looked up, Pastor Karen reminded me that I could be praying for others in the circle, and I realized that this was my opportunity not just to be served by God, but to serve God. That I was called at that moment not just to come to Jesus, but to go for Jesus, to pray for others. And so we have to remember that we are walking, breathing witnesses for the Word of God. We are here to serve. We have to disciple each other. We have to disciple our children. We have the responsibility to teach and model God's truth in our lives. If we take God seriously, we have to work harder at this teaching and guiding and bringing new believers along. Jesus said, go and make disciples. And if you really can't do that, then I'm not sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. If you love the Lord, you're going to show somebody that love. And not just your children around you and your immediate family, but the children all around you. Pastor Karen reminded me I'm almost missing an opportunity to do what God has called me to do. And so, what will they learn? That's the question. What will they learn from you? What will new believers learn from you? What will children learn from you? Are you being the witness that God calls you to be? Are you taking advantage of the opportunities that God places in your life? I'm just asking you to do what God has called you to do. I'm reminding myself that is our witness. What a beautiful opportunity. What will we teach them? Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign if you let love.